And now, some of your thoughts. Many listeners wrote us after this week's conversation with Irish Times reporter Patsy McGarry, who said the global Catholic clergy abuse crisis has deep roots in Ireland. Mary, who describes herself as a recovering Catholic, felt that the culture of obedience in the church contributed to the abuse. She writes, "How else could we as children have kept silence and continued cooperation with those who preyed on us repeatedly?" Robert Smith of Vermont agreed with most of what Patsy said, except when Patsy talked about his faith as a lapsed Catholic. Here's what Patsy said.
"I haven't the faith to believe, and I haven't the faith to be an atheist. And I do believe it requires as much faith to be an atheist, to say there isn't God, especially for somebody who comes from a culture like I did."
Robert wrote that for him, being an atheist is simply a logical conclusion, similar to, quote, "my logical conclusions that there are no tooth fairies, leprechauns, or Santa Clauses." Listener Jeff Thomas went to our Facebook page after hearing our story about Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's plan to cut the federal budget, in part by phasing out Medicare and replacing it with health care vouchers. Jeff wrote, "Republicans want to privatize everything from schools, prisons, health care, and Medicare and say they'll give vouchers for it. What they're really saying is there's profit to be had and they want it to go to their de facto corporate financial bosses." And like many listeners, Thomasina Cavell enjoyed our interview with Julian Dawson about his book on pianist Nicky Hopkins. Hopkins played for rock and roll legends like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, but we apparently overlooked something about the last song we played, titled "You're Listening Now."
"Yes, I know you're out there somewhere, and you're listening now."
Thomasina wrote, "I need the song, but you can't even find it on Amazon or even if you Google it. Where is the song?" Well, we found it, and we've posted a link at hereandnow.org. While you're there, you can leave your thoughts on any of our stories or go to Facebook / Here and Now Radio.